Hi, it's Zoe Routh, and we are talking about mid-year reflection today. Can't wait to share. Let's do this thing.
Welcome to the Zoe Routh Leadership Podcast, your source of strategies and insights to make you a better leader. Influence, improve, inspire.
Hey, it's middle of the winter here in Australia. And being a Canadian living in Australia, I always have this weird paradigm where my brain exists in two worlds because for the majority of my life, my birthday, which is July 1st, has fallen on Canada Day, which is exciting, which is the middle of the summer. And so normally I have fireworks and a day off and it's a big party. Whereas here in Australia, it's cold. And they have a sense of contraction and hibernation. And so I always have to check when I wake up in the morning, where are we in the world and what is the time of year? Because it can get discombobulating as you try and remember what's happening for the people you care about in the homeland and what's happening for the people you care about in the new country. It's not so new anymore. I've been here 21 years. However, regardless of whether you're celebrating winter or summer, it is halfway through the calendar year. And I think this is a really important time to reflect on what's going on. Are you on track for what you want to achieve and experience, or do you need to do some course correction? And being an effective leader, one of the things that's really essential to the practice is being a reflective practitioner. That means having a regular ritual of reflection is an important way to process what's going on for you and to take the lessons and insights that you can from your experience. Otherwise, you don't grow. You just kind of show up, live your day, go home, shut it out, and repeat. And you don't want to be repeating mistakes. You want to be learning from what you're experiencing so that you can grow and evolve, become a better leader, experience your life in a totally different way. In a better way. That's the intention anyway. So I have a twice yearly big picture review of who I am and what's going on for my life. And since it coincides with July the 1st, which is midway through the calendar year, I thought it would be useful to share this practice with you. And you can adopt it for your birthday, which marks your personal year, or you can adopt this for your mid-year review, just as I have done. So the first place I start is, what's going on for you now? How do you feel right now? And I think this is kind of a cool way to start because it anchors us into the present moment and gives us a little snapshot of who we are and what we're experiencing right here in this moment. Not to do a big picture zoom out straight away, but just to bring it back to reality. What's going on for you? Where do you live? What's happening in your work world? What's happening in your personal world? How do you feel about all that? And just get a capture a snapshot of that. The next question I do is a looking backwards point of view to see how far you've come. And the first question is, where were you this time last year? I mean, not just location-wise, but emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, what has happened in the last 12 months? So have a look back through your journal if you have one, which you should, and have a little insight, quick peek in terms of what were your concerns then? What were you excited about then? And what was going on for you then? It's amazing how much progress we experience in 12 months. And when we look back on that, we can really get a sense that things are growing and shifting. And I think it's interesting because often we get caught up in the day-to-day. We get caught up in the moment of what we're thinking about and doing and trying to create, that we forget to see how much our actions in the past 12 months have actually created for us. So when I did this, those first two questions, when I did a little snapshot on the 1st of July about what was happening for me, I had this amazing day. And it's not like we did anything spectacular. We went to the markets. I got to do some baking. So I do some gluten-free raw desserts and they were scrumptious. I did this beautiful chocolate mousse thing. Oh, so good. And then we went and played golf. And if you've been following my golf experience, I'm a new golfer, and normally golf is like, kill me now. It's so difficult. and do not get a sense of progress or achievement in that game until this weekend. And I'm not sure if it was just my blissful awakening into deep appreciation for my life, and kind of I spent the morning just really zooming out and just savoring the fact that I'm alive on this planet and how glorious that is and how quickly it goes, and just being grateful for the fact that I live an extraordinary life in extraordinary times. And that sense of marvel and awe was something I intend to capture and carry with me. So the realist in me knows that emotions ebb and flow, and that it's not always possible yet, unless you're a yogi, like an awakened yogi, to live in that constant state of bliss. I'm working towards that through my meditation reflective practice to really deeply experience that sense of joy and aliveness. And so it is my intention to dip back into that feeling and to remind myself of that. And I encourage you to have a go at that too, because it just felt so damn good. And that sense of blissfulness took me into golf, where I had my best round ever. So less angst equals better golf. And I suspect less angst equals better life in general. There you go. Life lessons from golfing. The reflection I had about where was I 12 months ago was also amazing. And it also led me to a deep sense of gratitude. Because 12 months ago, truth be told, I was in the grips of adrenal fatigue, which is basically waking up completely exhausted, dragging your butt through the day and going to bed, kind of just barely making it. And there was a number of contributing factors from that, from some inflammation and inner health stuff that we've been working on fixing, as well as lifestyle choices and scheduling. So now I have a wonderful assistant who will be taking charge of my calendar to make sure that I don't do any crazy things like I did last year, which is book back to back to back to back to trips and programs. So I had to do some radical interventions last year with myself to make sure that I didn't make mistakes in terms of delivery and that I really honored my downtime and my rest time and my recovery time. Because you can't show up and be dynamic if you're being scraped off the floor every day. So that was me 12 months ago. And so, yeah, I'm so grateful for the progress I've had in 12 months. I actually went for a run yesterday, the first race I've actually been in the last 2 years. And it was so awesome. Not that I did a great time, and that I didn't even care. It was the fact that I could get out, run around the bush, and feel good at the end of it. Whereas 12 months ago, all I could manage really was a few minutes of walking. You go out into the bush and walk, and then that was enough, because I'd be starting to yawn by 10 a.m. kind of stuff. So lots of progress in 12 months. I'd love to hear what you have experienced in the last 12 months. And some people may have had a brilliant year, and some people may have had a really difficult year. And there are gifts in both. And unless we reflect on that, we don't capture that. So make sure you go and do capture the gifts that you've had over the last 12 months. The next piece of reflection is, where were you 10 years ago? So whoop, zoom backwards. For me, that was, well, for all of us, that was 2007. What was happening for me in 2007? It had been 2 years since my cancer treatment. So still recovering and processing from chemo and surgery. And we had just started our IVF journey, which did not result in children, though I didn't know it at the time. It was a time of great uncertainty, great hope, great confusion, just not knowing which way our lives would head. Would it have children in it? Would it not have children in it? And I was also rebuilding my business after having had to take some time off through the cancer treatment. So there was so much uncertainty and doubt and fear all wrapped into one. And I just remember that time as just every day getting up going, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know what's going to happen. And just persisting with hope that things would work out okay. And doing everything I could to facilitate the outcome I wanted, i.e. have a baby and make my business work. The thing is, didn't have a baby and my business didn't work that well 10 years ago. And it was also a period of great disappointment in my life. So 10 years ago was hard. It was really hard. And I think looking back at that was not to, it's important not to just go back and wallow and go, ugh. But to look at the lesson and the insight from there. And I think the insight looking at that period of life for me was to know that whichever way the doors opened or closed for me, that things worked out better than I could have expected. And that there was no need to be so gripped by doubt and uncertainty. In fact, that each door had something to offer of value, and we can create it beautifully whichever way it ends up being. So some doors close of our own accord, and some doors are closed for us while others open. Whichever way it happens doesn't matter, because you can make it great no matter which way it happens. So that is, for me, a really powerful insight that makes, that just unhooks a lot of pressure and stress I tend to carry around with me about new projects and so on. And if I can live that tenet, that things always work out better than expected, and that it doesn't matter which door is open or closed, it's all good, hell yeah, that's a great way to live, don't you think? So I encourage you to have a think about that. The next question for reflection is, where was I 20 years ago? And I'm old enough now to be able to remember 20 years ago, whereas I know some of our younger listeners maybe you might be a little bit too youthful to remember too much of 20 years ago. So, however, I was still an adult 20 years ago. I was 27. And at the age of 27, I had just started, I was a year into my career at Outward Bound, and a year into being in Australia, and loving every moment of it. It was, every day was adventure, I was learning, I was growing, there was beautiful places to see. I was having the time of my life. I loved the people I worked with. It was fun, it was fulfilling, and it was hard work too, I'll be frank. Like, we worked very, very hard at that place. There was always new projects to create, and there was a lot of pressure to pull it all off with not much budget, and it was great. I loved it. And from that recollection, I think about who I was back then. You know, my whole life was yet to unfold before me. And that sense of excitement and enthusiasm and immersion in the moment, that is what I can take with me and bring to the moment now. So I don't know how many years I've got left to live. I aspire to live to 100, to have a good solid century out of our little blip in the universe, and to really savor all that. And so when I think back to who I was 20 years ago, I think that energy and that excitement is something that I can incorporate into who I am now. So after the where was I 20 years ago, we do a flip. We then start looking forward. Where will I be in 20 years from now? And I think it's important to go from 20 years ago to 20 years from now, because 20 years ago seems to have gone by in a flash when you look at it from a memory point of view. It's like, wow, that was quick. The next 20 years will go just as quickly. I know that. And so even though things will always turn out better than expected is my new core belief, I think we can also be intentional about what we craft and what direction we point our boat in. And so in thinking about that, I think 20 years from now, I will be 67. I will have had a brilliant professional life. I will be honored and fulfilled by the people I worked with and helped make a difference to. And I will have worked with organizations and teams around the globe. I will have spoken at events around the globe, encouraging people to have better connection and heart-centered leadership. I will have published a number of books, and I will feel deeply grateful and fulfilled for the life that I have created and experienced with the people I love, and for the adventure that still is with me. I intend to be fully fit and vibrant and active at the age of 67, living by the sea. That's been my lifelong goal, is to get there and to live by the sea every day, getting up and walking by the ocean and swimming in the beautiful water. So that's my picture for 20 years from now. The next reflection is, where will I be 10 years from now? Well, that's a little bit closer, still a little bit distant. So in 10 years, I will be 57. That's a good solid 10 years of professional and personal life. I will have worked with groups, offering them amazing experiences and beautiful locations in wilderness adventures, helping them co-create and experience a great learning opportunity with each other in support of each of their professional careers and with my own. I will have a couple more books under my belt. And I will be able to make a difference in organizations in a way I never could have in the previous 20 years. So there's so much excitement to bring forward into the next 10 years. Now, the next question is, where will I be 1 year from now? Okay, now this gets a bit more real, doesn't it? It's very nice to fantasize 20 years from now, and there's little accountability in terms of what you need to do now to, in order to create that. But 12 months? Giddy up. It's time to take some radical action. So 12 months from now, where will I be? I will have run 5 different Leaders Edge Mastermind programs. So that's 5 groups of leaders coming together in extraordinary places to expand their leadership thinking, connect deeply with each other, and support each other on their leadership journeys. So that is a good 50 people and 50 organizations I would have helped contribute to the improvement and growth and contribution that they're each making on the planet. And that feels really amazing. 12 months from now, I intend for my energy to be fully radiant and sustained and vibrant, and I want to wake up every day in deep gratitude and enthusiasm from my 27-year-old self to my 47-year-old self. That's what I bring forward. Right, okay, so those are your reflection tools. I've given you a little bit of insight into mine to give you an idea of the kinds of things that you can put into your own reflective practice. So those questions are, again, are start with where you are now. So where am I right now? How am I feeling about what's going on? So just do a little take stock of what's happening now. Then do some reflection backwards. Where was I 12 months ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? And then press, whoop, fast forward to where will I be 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 12 months from now? I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to hearing your reflection on your reflection. Reflection on your reflection. That's it. All right. Go live well and lead well.